single-digit temperatures, 5 p.m. sunsets, post-holiday season blues, and salty dorm room floors from snow boots. Just a few things that trigger a Northwestern student's winter depression. It's a real thing, winter depression. But technically, it's called seasonal affective disorder, aka SAD. A lot of college students feel a bit more down in the wintertime, so I want to know how to tell the difference between just some Evanston winter blues and actual depression. So I sat down with Dr. Katherine Hansen, a psychologist at Swedish Hospital in Chicago, to learn more.
All right, so let's start with the basics. What is seasonal affective disorder?
Seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression. And it tends to be triggered by shorter days. And sometimes I think colloquially, we tend to be a little more dismissive of seasonal affective disorder. Mm. Oh, it's just the winter blahs. But really it can be, it ranges from mild to severe. It can be a fairly significant type of mental health issue that can really negatively impact people's lives. So I'm so glad we're getting the opportunity to talk about it today.
Yeah. So how do you know if you have seasonal depression or you just have those Monday blues? Like, oh, I'm not really feeling it today versus something you should go to a psychologist to discuss.
Right. So again, it tends to really follow this seasonal pattern. And for those that really do have seasonal affective disorder, it will tend to, for the majority of people, it will tend to start kind of late fall, early winter. And over the years, people will recognize, wow, you know, after Thanksgiving, I just kind of start to take a dive or whatever the time frame is for them. But it's fairly predictable. And people start to know that about themselves. Like, boy, I really have a tough time. Mm-hmm. Monday blues, my kids often refer to the Sunday scaries. Mm-hmm. Those things tend to be a little more temporary. So you might be kind of anxious or depressed one day. But it will pretty much resolve within the next day or two.
You mentioned, you know, light has a huge impact on this. In places with less daylight, are there more people who suffer from this?
Yeah, that's a risk factor. Is actually, if you live further from the equator, we do tend to see people, there's a higher prevalence. So in the United States, actually, seasonal affective disorder impacts about 5% of the adult population. The body's response to that, and then the brain's response to that, can kind of put us into a depressive space. So some of that may be related to serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter, a chemical in the brain that really is responsible for, or one of them that is responsible for mood. And so we do feel like there may be a link between sunlight or daylight and serotonin. And if they're, you know, less light, less daylight may cause decreases in serotonin, which can be problematic and lead to mood disorders such as depression and seasonal affective depression in this case.
So what are some of those signs or symptoms that you may be suffering from seasonal affective disorder?
There really can be a lot of fatigue. And even if you're sleeping a lot, in fact, you may even be oversleeping, you'll still feel very tired and fatigued. Sometimes there's weight gain, which can happen to all of us, eating comfort food this time of year, but often it's a real craving for food, especially carbohydrates, that can also be another symptom.
When you mention oversleeping, like how do you tell if you're just completely overworked and tired, even for the doctors working in the hospital? Like, how can you tell if you're just overworked and you're burnt out from your job or from school?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I mean, sleep looks different at different stages in the lifespan.
Right.
You know, we know teenagers, young adults, college students probably need more sleep. Your brain is still actively developing during that time of life. And older adults tend to need less, and their sleep patterns are a little different. I think the main thing to kind of keep an eye on is, especially in this conversation of seasonal affective disorder, I think is when you have had quite a bit of sleep, do you then feel fairly rested? Are you able to, like, does it
like jump back into it. You feel better afterwards.
Yeah. And if you're sleeping a lot, mm-hmm. but still feeling incredibly fatigued and like you could sleep all day. I mean, mm-hmm. people say that, but really where they could sleep all day.
Right.
Then we want to kind of keep an eye out for, is there a seasonal affective component to this? And are we moving into depression territory?
So how do you get that boost in serotonin, melatonin? Like, what are some typical treatments for this?
Well, there's no real way to prevent seasonal affective disorder. I mean, that's just going to kind of come, but there are some pretty effective ways to potentially treat it. So we have kind of three major methods of treatment for seasonal affective disorder. And I think the first line treatment is something called phototherapy, which is a light box. Mm. It's a specific kind of device that emits a certain amount of power or lumens, and you're supposed to sit like a few feet away, do it fairly early in the morning, kind of very within the first hour of waking up. And that can mimic kind of really alerting your system to light and daylight. It also, another type of treatment for seasonal affective disorder are the treatments that we often use for major depression. Which are like antidepressants. Mm-hmm. A third method of treatment would be psychotherapy, especially cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, kind of trying to make sure that there are healthy behaviors that are going on, trying to help with motivation a little bit. That can also be another really effective way of treating seasonal affective disorder.
It seems like ever since COVID, everyone kind of is more anxiety, increased depression, just not feeling it, you know, in all jobs and students, you know, working from home, doing school from home, a lot more stress. Do you think there can be such a thing as like quarantine affective disorder or like COVID induced depression? Is that it? Could an event or, you know, at this point, what, 2 years now? A two-year-long event have like the same or similar effect?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I mean, the short answer to your question is yes. I mean, do we have a diagnosis like that? No. But if you think about the ways in which COVID kind of came into our lives, and of course, early on and now, there's a lot of anxiety around, well, I don't want to get sick, or I don't want to get other people I love sick. And that creates a lot of anxiety. The way to manage from a public health standpoint COVID has been to pull back, isolate, quarantine, do all those things, which are really helpful in my mind because we're in the middle of a public health emergency still. But it really ends up, it has undermined some of our most effective coping mechanisms, which are
like
to
talking
lean
to people,
on other people for support.
Yeah.
To socialize, to do things, to get out. So, I mean, we're stuck in this kind of really between a rock and a hard place, which is, yeah, we know we need to do these things to keep one another safe, to keep ourselves safe, to protect our community. But if you're starting to feel depressed, it's been a little bit of a frustrating time, I have to say, as a therapist myself and with my colleagues of, like, you know, some of the things we would really encourage people to do, some of those behavioral activation
mechanisms
of coping.
Do that.
Yeah, we're kind of out of luck. So we have to get a little more creative.
In your office, especially, like, have you particularly seen or diagnosed more people with depression now than before the pandemic?
We've seen a threefold increase in depressive disorders.
Threefold. Wow.
More in younger adults than older adults. Yeah, it's just been hard. I think a lot of people just kind of go, oh, well, you know, it's just, this is the way winter is for me. But I think winter is a season. It's a quarter of our year, a quarter of our lives. And to just kind of say, well, too bad, I'm just going to put up with it and deal with it and be stoic. There may be some really actually effective ways of making you feel a lot better. And so I just encourage people to take their mental health really seriously and seek out support and help for that if that's something they're experiencing.
For WNUR News, I'm Angelina Campanile.